Welcome to the Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast series. Under 2020 legislation, Maryland pass-through entities such as partnerships and S corporations will now have an option for the entity to elect to pay Maryland state income tax instead of the tax being paid by the entity owner. And today we're speaking with Matt Kiefer, who is the Director of Tax Services at Gorfine Schiller and Garden, more about this topic. And Matt, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. No problem.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right in. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of this new Maryland pass-through entity taxation election.
Certainly. So the taxation, or this new election, kind of revolves around the Tax and Jobs Cut Act in 2017 that put a cap on the amount of state income tax that's deductible on Schedule A of individual tax returns, and that's a $10,000 overall cap. So what happened is the various states started thinking of workarounds to avoid this cap for taxpayers living in their states, that, and these are typically the high tax states. So what happened is a few states tried to do a workaround that revolved around treating the state deduction as a charitable deduction, and the IRS came out and said, well, that's not going to work. So states decided, well, let's try to come up with a different solution. And a few states came up with a solution in which pass-through entities, partnerships, and S corporations, and pass-through meaning that the partners or the shareholders are the ones paying the tax on the income of the S corporation or the partnership. And so these states came up with this election for entity level tax, where the pass-through entity pays the tax, not the owners of the S corporations or partnerships. And just last week, the IRS has officially provided guidance that they are going to allow for this workaround. So it's going to be quite the beneficial deduction for a lot of taxpayers.
That's great. And perfect segue for my next question. Tell us about some of the overall benefits of this change.
Right. I think that the easiest way to kind of to go through it is just to look at a scenario. If you have a taxpayer that has already maxed out their $10,000 itemized deductions, say from real estate taxes, and they're a partner in a partnership that's making $100,000, the Maryland tax rate's 8% for the Maryland resident entity tax election. So that would be about $8,000 of tax. If they didn't make an election, that would be $8,000 of tax that they're paying that they're getting no benefit for on the federal tax return because they've already hit their $10,000 cap. Whereas if you make the Maryland resident entity election, that $8,000 reduces the amount of reportable federal income. So instead of $100,000 that they would report on their federal tax return, they would instead report $92,000 of taxable income. So that's a savings of almost $3,000 of federal tax just by making this election that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Okay. All right. Great. And tell us about some of the next steps around this. Was the Comptroller of Maryland going to provide more guidance on this? What's the next phase on this?
They have provided guidance. As of right now, the initial step that most taxpayers need to take care of is paying estimates before year end, especially with cash basis method taxpayers, because a cash basis method taxpayer can only deduct expenses for which they pay by the end of the year. So a cash basis method taxpayer would need to pay an estimate. And on the estimate voucher, there's a box to mark to indicate that you're paying resident entity taxes on behalf of your resident partners and submit that payment in form before December 31st. Now, accrual basis taxpayers, there's some uncertainty on whether you need to make the payment before the end of the year or not. If you're uncertain and you just want to do it to make sure you take advantage of this deduction, we're suggesting to go ahead and just pay the estimate before the end of the year. But it is possible that a accrual basis taxpayer could still take claim the deduction, even if they don't pay the tax until next year.
Okay, awesome. And if you don't mind, tell us about how GSG can help taxpayers with this.
Right. So, I mean, you're paying an estimate and it's either going to be based off of probably your prior tax year or what your projected 2020 income is looking at. Like, so GST is here to help provide some guidance on what amount to pay in with the tax and helping prepare the forms to do that. And then there's also, I think, a scenario that a lot of taxpayers need to look at is people that are sole proprietors or single member LLCs, that if they were to either make an S election or to add maybe like a 1% partner to create a multi-member partnership, they could then be able to make this entity election. And that could provide huge, huge advantages that they wouldn't get by keeping it as a sole proprietorship. So we could help with an analysis related to that.
Good. Awesome. You know, Matt, we always appreciate your time on these podcasts, and they're very informative. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I think the only thing to add is that there are some unanswered questions by Maryland, one of which is there's uncertainty whether there would be any interest and penalties charged, because most taxpayers wouldn't be making the payment until now. And typically taxpayers need to make payments throughout the year. So we tend to think that they wouldn't charge any penalties or interest for this first initial year, but that's one of the unanswered questions that's out there.
Okay, great. And this concludes this Gorfein, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Matt Kiefer, who's the Director of Tax Services at GSG. And as you heard, Matt was kind enough to give us a deep dive on the new Maryland pass-through entity taxation election. And Matt, as always, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Matt.